Get a closer look into some of your favorite Badgers, both inside and outside of their sport. This is the Varsity Beat, presented by the Varsity Collective.
Welcome to the Varsity Beat, presented by the Varsity Collective. I'm your host, Sam Deckard. The Varsity Collective is the NIL collective led and backed by University of Wisconsin alumni, former Badger student-athletes like me, and Badger fans everywhere. TVC's mission is to support current Badger student-athletes on the field, in the community, and in life. And if you want to get involved, then go to thevarsitycollective.com and learn more about how you can support Badger student-athletes too. On the podcast today, I'm really excited to welcome one of those student-athletes, Badgers volleyballer Devin Robinson. And then later in the show, we will be speaking with Wisconsin Badger football wide receiver, number 13, Chimray Dike. So make sure to stick around for that. But first, we're excited to welcome on current student-athlete Devin Robinson to the podcast. Welcome, Devin Robinson, again. We appreciate you joining us, our star volleyball player. First of all, just want to check in. How are you? How's it going? And what is your current schedule like day by day right now?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. And well, right now we're practicing, or we have lift from 6:30 to 7, then practice from 7:30 to 9, and then our classes from then on. But I have an internship with ESPN Madison every Tuesday and Friday.
That's the full slate. And that's kind of, I like that you mentioned the timing there, because being a full-time Division I athlete is a lot of work. It's not easy. It's not just we turn on the television or turn on ESPN or Big Ten Network and watching you go to work for the red and white. It's not just that. You don't just show up. You have a full day. So, that, you know, starting at 6:30, not even talking about classes, but just the physical and the mental grind, and then trying to have a social life, trying to have internships. I think that's the most impressive part about you guys. How have you gone about balancing that? Because as a star in your program, a lot of things come your way, a lot of things that you have to filter through. So how do you handle that?
Well, I've definitely gotten better at it since I'm going into my senior season. I remember freshman year, I was just like, oh, I'll just do it all at once. Like, and that kind of stressed me out. But I feel like this semester, I'm starting out really well. I have my planner. I have my schedule up because like I have a lot on my plate this year with my internship. I feel that I need to be more organized because like I don't have time to slip up. Like I probably have an hour break in my day today. So I don't know. I just feel like writing everything down and like sticking to a schedule, and it's all here. So
yeah. Well, I got to stay locked in on and off the court, right? Because that's half the battle. How do you become a Badger? Did that come organically, or is this a place you wanted to be at for a long time?
I actually am from all over. I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas. Then I moved to Bloomington, Illinois. Then I moved back to Arkansas. Then we moved to Ames, Iowa, then Houston, Texas, then Chicago, Illinois, and then back to Iowa. And now my family's in Cleveland, and I'm here in Wisconsin. But my dad's a basketball coach, a D1 basketball coach. And I don't know, we always grew up around sports. And originally, I thought I was going to go to college for basketball. But that was like in fourth grade. And then my dad all of a sudden was like, here, like, let's go. When we lived in Houston, he was like, I'm going to take you to this volleyball clinic. And I was like, volleyball? Like, yeah. I don't want to do that. And the whole time, I kid you not, that I was probably like 11. I was stood there like this at that clinic because I did not want to do anything. Yeah. And I remember it was like the last couple minutes of the clinic. They were doing like a scrimmage or whatever, and a ball was going to the floor and nobody was going for it. And I was like, well, is anyone going to go for it? And I dove and I bruised my hip. I don't even know if I got that ball up or not, but I was just like, wow, like that was awesome. And then I had my mom sign me up for club volleyball. And then I kind of just took off from there.
Well, that's awesome. I think volleyball is a sport that can get you wrapped up in it pretty quickly, right? For example, my dad, when I was at school, our volleyball team, Wisconsin volleyball team, was also turning the corner, winning Big Ten championships and national titles, as you guys continue to do. And my dad wasn't a volleyball guy, but he started watching the games and he said, this is unbelievable. This is amazing. So yeah. I could just picture you as a young lady just being like, oh my gosh, this sport is awesome. It comes naturally to me as an athlete. And I think that that's a testament to how great the sport is, that it's easy to get excited for, it's fast paced. And I think you could see that this past year, you know, selling out the Kohl Center, having
you know, huge crowds. I think Madison has really become ingrained in volleyball. They love it. Yeah. And I think that's great, especially for a women's, you know, one of our women's sports, to get that notoriety. How have you guys handled that? Has it been different? Has it been tougher? And how has Coach Sheffield been on and off the court with you guys, whether it's in recruiting to bring you to school and now, you know, through the success, how have you guys been able to stick together and stay focused?
Honestly, being here, like our fan base has definitely grown and become stronger as long as I've been here, especially even before me. But this past season, I don't think I've ever heard the field house be as loud as it was. I think we actually broke a record for like the most decibels in the Big Ten or something like that. But I don't know. It's just great to see all the support from our fans, and like little girls will like DM me or come up to me after games, be like, I love watching you. And that's like really why I do it, for like the people below me, the girls that will come after me. I just want them to see someone like me who is strong. For all those young Black girls out there that see me, I want them to know that they can do it too. And with Coach Kelly, he's a great coach. Honestly, I wouldn't want to play anywhere else. He's been there for us, not only to help us grow as athletes, but as women as well, because in every team meeting we have, if you're going to speak, you need to speak from your chest, because we need to stand up tall. He'll make us stand in the front of the room and like project and say what we have to say with confidence, because that's what it's all about at Badger Volleyball, is being a strong woman, not only a strong volleyball player. So
it doesn't get any better than that, right? And I think having that mindset, you know, for you as a role model for young girls and young boys learning how to play the game and watching the game. I've been jealous a few times. I've gone to a few matches at the field house about how rowdy your crowd does get. The Wisconsin volleyball crowd, I think, is a very unique experience. And if anyone listening hasn't been to a Wisconsin volleyball match, it is a loud environment. It is exciting. They have unique cheers. They have their own little heartbeat.
Yeah.
What does that give you? What juice does that give you when you're out there where you're like, man, we got this place jumping? Does that give you in big moments?
Honestly, it gives me all the juice I need. I feel like sometimes I go deaf like after a kill, because like the place just erupts and I can feel it like in my soul and my ribs. And I remember there was one time, it was against Penn State in the Sweet 16, and it was the fifth set. It's tied 4-4, and the crowd was just singing Sweet Caroline after like a challenge play, and they keep singing it until we get a point. And I remember they were serving the ball to us, and like I was transitioning and I hear them singing like in the background. And as I go up to swing, like the whole place just goes crazy and they stop singing. And I was like, what's going on? And I was like, this is amazing. Like, I love being a Badger.
I can see it on your face when I was talking about the field house and the fan base, like you lit up. And, you know, see that, you know, as a former athlete from there, like that's what it's all about. You know, I want to see young men and women feel the way about the campus and about the fan base the way I do. So that means a lot. And I appreciate how you've embraced that. That's super, super cool and appreciated as a former Badger athlete. So I appreciate you so much. So you talked early on about an internship at ESPN and learning things, you know, off the court. It's a new space. It's an NIL space now, different opportunities to present themselves. What ventures outside of the court has been piquing your interest here as of late?
Like this year, I've really tapped into like the opportunities that it's given me, and I've made quite a bit of money doing NIL.
Awesome.
I've done work with American Eagle, Fetch. I'm currently in the works with a deal with American Family Insurance, and I'm a Bubbler sponsor. So I don't know. It's just, oh, and Wisconsin Design Team. This is their stuff. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's just really great that athletes are finally getting the opportunity to like make money off of what they're doing, because like people love like their college athletes, and it's just another way to like support us or like help us get our names out there for the real world. And my internship at ESPN Madison, I took this internship because after I play, hopefully I play overseas for a little bit, I want to come back and be able to get into like sports broadcasting, maybe marketing, like social media stuff, like behind the teams, like I don't know, I'm just kind of in that sports range, but more on the business side. And I personally have never been like in a business setting like ever. So this is just something I'm throwing myself into.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like you're taking full advantage of being able to control your space in the way that you're perceived as an athlete. Do you take that very seriously in the community? Sounds like you're using your platform for good. What routes do you go about that within the community?
We find ways to give back to the community. Like after this, I'm actually going to visit the Children's Hospital and talk to a couple of the kids just to visit them on like Zoom and stuff.
I mean, that's awesome. I think just the things you're talking about and hitting on, going to the Children's Hospital, talking to kids after games that want to be you, they want to be number 10. That's such an important thing to realize. There's going to be a lot of young girls and boys wearing number 10, wanting to be the volleyball star at Wisconsin. How much do you cherish that as a Badger? I know how much it means to you and to know how much it means to others now. How cool is it to be able to be Devin Robinson?
I love it, especially because like such a big fan base and the growing sport of women's volleyball and just volleyball in general, even on the men's side, it's just, I don't know, I'm sad that I won't be like here forever. I mean, like I have to grow up eventually, but I'm trying to take it all in. I actually just got a letter from a fan the other day and it like made me tear up. I was like, I love being here. Like, this is great. And I don't know, it just, we said this last year in our locker room, like, don't like do it just for us, like do it for the people. Like people come and support us. They back behind us even when we're in like tough positions as a program. It just, I don't know, I will never get like this kind of support again. So I'm just kind of soak it all up I can.
I think you nailed it perfectly there, because the amount of times I still see people that say like, hey, we loved your teams when you were there. Those ones make you smile a little more than the other ones. And to do it with your best friends at school and to make such an impact, it is really, really, really cool. So before we wrap, what's next for you on the court? What are your goals? And, you know, what are you working on the most right now? As you said, your early mornings with lifts and getting your body and your mentals right. What are your next goals and your next steps?
My goal is to be a captain for this upcoming Badger team and to, I don't know, grow to new heights, not only as me, as a player individually. I want our whole team to kind of rise together. I want us to push each other in the gyms. Like if someone's doing better than you, then you have to outwork them. Like don't hope that they do worse so that you can shine more. Hope that they get better so that you are forced to become a better player. And I want that to be instilled in our gym. And I'm working hard every day to make sure that that's like the standard. And I hope to make it off the third team All-American, trying to get to first. So hopefully get that. And I want another natty. I need another ring. Like that was awesome.
I mean, I'm jealous. I've lost natty to see you guys having a ring. And I've gotten to meet a lot of the Wisconsin volleyball girls. Like, I'm jealous. Like, that's something that I don't know that feeling. What is that euphoria? Because I know how the disappointment feels. I know how the heartbreak feels. How does that euphoria feel for the common fan who is probably cheering at home? But when you're in the shoes, what is that like?
Honestly, it's like I'm fiending for it again. Like,
I can see it.
After losing to Pitt this past year, like that hurt for like a week. Like, that even like leaves a bad taste in my throat. But winning and just like all the blood, the tears, the sweat and the practices, getting screamed at, like hurting my knee, like all that stuff was just, it was worth it because we got what we wanted. And honestly, the best part about winning was after they presented us with our hats, our t-shirts and like our baby trophies, I ran over to my dad and my mom, all my brothers, they left school. My dad left his job so they could come watch. And I just jumped into the crowd and them just embracing me like that. That was just top, like nothing could top that.
Well, Devin, you've set the standard. You got me up here, I'm in London. You had me up at 3 a.m. watching your match against Pitt and was heartbroken. And it's something I never thought, you know, I would be that ingrained in Wisconsin volleyball. So we appreciate what you're doing. Our future first team All-American, Devin Robinson, thank you for joining us. This means a lot to us. Best of luck in the season ahead and in your internships. You're making us all proud. And I think the way that you carry the Badger spirit with you, you're changing lives, you're making a difference. We couldn't be more proud of you. And we really thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. See ya. Thank you so much, Devin. Now it's time for the name, image, likeness roundup of some of the latest initiatives that student athletes around the country have accomplished. And don't forget that if you want to find out what you can do to support Badger student athletes, you can do so by visiting thevarsitycollective.com. Again, that is thevarsitycollective.com. So starting things off, obviously we're in March Madness right now, and we have Badger women's basketball guard, Ronnie Porter, who has been recognized as one of the five exceptional walk-on student athletes this season during March Madness by degree. She has been awarded an NIL deal with degree with resources to put toward her education to keep playing the game of basketball that she loves. Way to go, Ronnie. We are proud of you. And hopefully soon we can see some more Badgers, not just in March Madness, but in the coming months here, signing more deals and making their life a little easier off the court or off the field or wherever they play. And moving on to the next one, which I think a lot of people will get a kick out of, a face that I think most Twitter and Instagram users have seen, who is now a freshman at Lake Erie College playing football, Dennis Collin, who was the kid that was at the Popeyes line giving the side eye to a man with a camera on an old viral Vine. And Vine's not even around anymore, but this was the golden age of Vine and one of the most used memes now, when he was giving a confused side eye at a bystander filming him. So this is one of the things about NIL, which is so funny. It can bring us back to an old moment like that. And now that he's, you know, an 18, 19-year-old kid, now he's making money and getting some Popeyes deals through this. I mean, what a full circle moment for him. Decade later from this video, Popeyes is kicking off their partnership. The fast food chain posted an Instagram video of Collin narrating his unlikely tale. I mean, talk about a cool moment, a funny video that probably when he was a kid was a little embarrassed by. He's just an innocent bystander, an innocent kid in a video turning into just a classic side-eye look that's a meme. And what they say, from memes to dreams for Dennis. So right there, great job, man. Great job, Popeyes, putting together an NIL package for him. And we're looking forward to more deals like this, bringing us back to great memories and viral moments and making a lot of these kids' dreams come true. Now for our next segment, I am pleased to welcome a very special student athlete, Wisconsin Badgers football wide receiver number 13, Chimray DK. Welcome, Chimray. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I think a lot of fans want to hear from you. I think you are a Badger Nation favorite. But let's get to before you were a Badger. You had quite the run at Waukesha North, where you won the Altoon Award winner as Wisconsin's top wide receiver in 2019, all conference twice, over 3,000 receiving yards and 27 touchdowns. When did you know football was your thing and you were like, man, I can make not just a career out of this, but a college career and take step by step to where you want to be?
Yeah, it's funny. We're actually on spring break, so I was able to see my high school coach the other day, and he told me yesterday, I had no idea this was the case, but my freshman year, he had put me in front of Wisconsin coaches, and he told me that he took some convincing to put me in front of Coach Herr. And so after I was in front of him my freshman year, kind of gave me the belief that I could play college football. And then I just kept working. And probably my junior year, once I started having some more schools reach out, that's when I really knew that it was a possibility for me.
You mentioned your high school coach. Is that one of the people, one of the influences that wanted you to take that next step in your journey? Because a lot of times as a high school athlete, if you're just doing it alone, you don't really know your potential or what it could be. But these people in front of you have seen athletes go to a higher level or what it takes. Is that, or is there other people that were like, no, these people really steered me into becoming what, you know, my potential could fulfill?
Yeah, I think that definitely my parents and my family. I have a great support staff at home, but Coach Harris, definitely Matt Harris, he definitely was a big part of getting me in front of college coaches. And I think not all high school coaches kind of are helping their players with recruitment. So him, you know, being able to look at what his athletes need in not only in high school, but for their future, I think it's something that he does really well. And I'm thankful that he did for me.
That's awesome. I mean, it's one thing to play at Wisconsin, right? It's when you're there, you feel how much it means to fans, the athletes, the students. But it's another thing to be from the state and playing in the state, as I did, as you Waukesha guy are doing right now. Do you feel like when you guys are playing well, when the wins are coming, the wins feel sweeter, but when the losses come, they sting a little more just because this has been something you've watched forever. And now that you have a chance to be a difference maker, it weighs a little heavier to you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I grew up a Wisconsin fan. I grew up watching your Final Four teams. I grew up watching Melvin Gordon run for 408 against Nebraska. You know, Jonathan Taylor, all these guys, Jared Aberderis, Nick Toon, pretending to be them in the backyard. So I wear that W with pride. And, you know, it means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to every single one of my teammates, but guys from inside the state, kind of growing up around the Badger W and knowing what it means, definitely want to be able to uphold and raise a standard. So I'm excited for this season and hopefully be able to rack up a lot of wins to rack up the, you know, season we can be proud of.
I mean, as we all are, I think we're in a really exciting time for Wisconsin football. And for myself, Wisconsin football really moves that needle. It's something that when Wisconsin football is in a good place, there's really nothing like it. But we keep looking ahead. But if we look back to even last year, I think diehard Badger fans and Big Ten fans know what you did. You quietly put together one of the top seasons. I think you were ninth in receiving yards. You had 6 touchdown catches. I mean, big numbers that you can build on moving forward. And you did it, you know, in a system that wasn't quite catered to the vertical passing game and a guy like you. So to have the numbers that you did last year, how much confidence does that give you going into this season where you can build off some really good success for yourself personally?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like every year in college, I've taken a step forward from my freshman to sophomore and sophomore to junior. I feel like I took a big step last year. The wins didn't really come, and you know, that's the most important thing. So that's what people should be paying attention to and noticing. But I think that, you know, that last season and going through the challenges that we did as a team and, you know, myself as an individual, just prepare me and my teammates for the season and had a great, you know, winter workouts. And I can't wait to, you know, start spring ball and get things rolling.
Well, the energy looks amazing in the building. All the Instagram and Twitter posts that we're seeing, I'm reposting because it's fun. It looks like the way that you guys want to have the environment, you know, competition, that fieriness that you want to see from a team. But a lot of changes. It's not easy. But as a wide receiver, a skill position guy like you, an exciting player like you, Coach Longo keeps talking about this air raid and you know, moving the ball upfield. How exciting is that for a guy like you to hear that every day? And you're going to these workouts thinking, you know, I'm going to have even more opportunities. Does that just get you out of bed, ready to roll? What does that feel like, you know, in your shoes?
Yeah, it's been great. I think that definitely competition level has risen. Our room is super deep. We've got a lot of talented guys. And I think that, you know, one of our things is, you know, FE squared, which is iron sharpens iron. And going up against really good DBs, having really good receivers in your room, you know, really good QBs that expect you to be where they need you to be at a certain play. I think it makes every single person better. And I think it's just going to make our team better and hopefully help us achieve the goals that we want to, which is win a championship.
How did you keep the boat steady going through the changes last season, mid-season? Was there anything that you took personally on your shoulders in a leadership role? Or is it one of those things that you tried to lead by example and just, hey, we're going to make it through the other side. It's just a tough year right now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it was definitely uncharted waters for a lot of us. But I think one of the things that Coach Fick noticed and one of the best things about our team is how close the locker room is. So even when we're going through those hard times, even when, you know, there's a lot of changes and a lot of uncertainty that was going on, you know, you cared about the guys in the locker room and care about the W. So it didn't really matter. All you had to do is come in every day and work as hard as you can and try to put together the best game plan and prepare yourself the best you can for that week. And I think that'll pay off dividends for my career in the future because no matter what's thrown at me, I'm going to be able to, you know, work to be able to prepare and perform at the highest level that I can possibly that week.
Yeah. Obviously fans want to hear this part. How has Coach Fick been? How has he been day in and day out coming through workouts in your personal meetings with him and your position groups? You know, what's it been like for you with this new change of the guard?
Coach Fick is the ultimate leader. You know, just being around him right away, you could tell the kind of leader he was. And, you know, I think the main thing that I see that is the change is this, just the urgency and intensity that he preaches and that he demands for the players. You know, whether that's a Tuesday workout or going into spring ball here, everything's fast, everything's aggressive, and everything's intense. So the standard that he sets for the rest of the coaching staff and Coach Brady puts out in the weight room and every single position coach has, I think it's really great. I think it's going to make us a better team.
Absolutely. And, you know, bringing in new faces and recruits coming in. I'm speaking from experience as well, and you can attest to this when you're surrounded by players, one, that are really talented, and two, that the coaching staff and fellow teammates are pulling every ounce of potential and every ounce of work out of you. The only way you can go is up. You're getting better each day without even realizing it. What leaps do you think you've made so far in this offseason?
Really, I think the whole team looks great. I've been impressed not only by kind of the physical attributes that they have, but the way that they approach things and the way that they fit in the locker room. We like hardworking guys at Wisconsin. If they came in and took care of their business, and that's something that I respect as somebody who sees himself as leader in my room. Those are the kind of guys I want in my room. So I'm happy to be able to have them be a part of our team. And for myself personally, I think that just working with Coach Brady, entire strength staff, my body's seen a huge change in the past 8 weeks. And, you know, I think it's going to prepare myself for this season, just being a more physical player and, you know, being able to hold up throughout the season even better.
Well, I'm sure Badger fans love to hear that. Like I said, I think you know it. You're a fan favorite. A lot of my friends and former Badgers, when we text about, you know, watching your guys' games, your name that gets brought up constantly. So we love to hear that. This is a question that's hard because you never want to overstep. But what are your expectations for Badger football this coming season? And what are your goals?
Yeah, I think that anytime you put on Wisconsin across your chest, you got to expect to win a Big Ten championship and compete for a Big Ten championship. And that's a standard. And, you know, we understand why people were upset last year with the results because, you know, we were too. especially growing up a Wisconsin kid, what I saw was us playing the Big Ten Championship, and I saw us playing for those top bowl games. And my goal when I came in, and our goal as a team, is to raise a standard. And the only way to do that is to compete and win a Big Ten Championship and compete for a national championship.
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate sign of a competitor, that they can realize where they are, but also know how much better we can be. And I think that's perfectly said by you. And I think you guys are on the right trajectory. Seems exciting. It looks exciting. We can't wait to watch. But if we pivot a little bit here, we're in a whole world, you know, how has it changed the landscape for you personally or your teammates to have these opportunities as student athletes, whether it's in your community or just to make your life a little easier now?
It's changed in a lot of positive ways for me. Obviously, it's nice to have a little bit more financial freedom as a college student, but I think like the biggest thing is having avenues. Like last summer, I had a football camp in my hometown that gave back to Kyler Memorial Fund, and we're having a second one this summer. And my teammates came out and helped support me in a charity that means a lot to me. Being able to have opportunities like that, do things like that that weren't possible before, is something that not only, you know, gives back to something that I care about, but, you know, gives you experiences, the different avenues as a student athlete. So it's been really great for me.
Well, it's amazing that you say that, because that's such a good way to use this platform that you're now given. I think that was one of the misnomers or one of the concerns that people had when this NIL deal passed. A lot of student athletes that I've talked to, not just at Wisconsin, but across the board, are using it in ways that are helping the lives of other people in their communities, fans of them, or their fellow teammate. It's amazing that you see the selflessness that you guys are showing through this. Have you felt like it's made you a better person when you like are able to actually go out and use this? Do you feel that sense of, I have a little bit more responsibility now?
Yeah, definitely. I think it kind of makes you realize that as an athlete, you know, the way you portray yourself in the public, the way you portray yourself in social media on campus means something and it matters. But I think it just makes you uphold the standard of the person you want to be and the kind of things that you want to represent. But it's been amazing being able to navigate different avenues and explore different things. And, you know, I think it makes you a better person and more prepared for kind of the real world things and different opportunities that can come down the line.
That's awesome, man. So in wrapping here, obviously we hit on the past a little bit. We hit on the present, this exciting season coming. We're looking towards the future. Where do you see yourself down the line? What are you working towards ultimately when your time at Wisconsin comes to a close? Where do you hope to see yourself very shortly here?
I hope to see myself playing in the NFL. That's a goal I've had since I was a little kid. I always want to be a professional athlete. So I think the best way for me to do that, and the great thing is with schools like Wisconsin, the best way to do it is to be a winner, to be a leader at your school. So I'm excited for this season to be able to show what I have on the field, and what my teammates have on the field, and what we've been working on, because I don't take the opportunity to play at a school like Wisconsin for granted.
Well, I think you got a lot of Badger fans. If they weren't fans now, they're going to be even more fans of you now. We appreciate you taking some time out of your day. We're so excited to watch you this season, not only you, but the entire Badger football team. Exciting times ahead. You're going to be a staple of that, right in the middle of that. We're excited to see what you can do, man. Jim Radike, thank you for your time. Keep using your platform for good things, and we're rooting for you. We're proud of you. And on Wisconsin, let's get some wins this year, all right?
Yeah, I appreciate it. On Wisconsin.
I'm in.
Thank you for listening to The Varsity Beat, presented by The Varsity Collective. And thanks so much to our guests, Devin and Chibre. I'm your host, Sam Decker. Stay tuned for the next episode, and in the meantime, learn how you can get involved with The Varsity Collective and support Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. We'll see you next time.